Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Hello, hello, hello. Sorry, I'm talking. Hello. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. And hello to you.
The show gets in the way of a good chat sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Although if it wasn't for the show, I think we'd all be still in bed.
Yeah, true.
True. True.
I had one of those this morning when I got up.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning.
Ding, 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 ding.
And I was thinking, I was really, really tired. And then I got up and I have a shower. And once you, people always go, oh, you're not really tired in the morning. Generally, if you get up and you just dive into the shower,
yeah.
Once you're out of the shower, you're kind of awake by
it. It's just the getting out, physically getting out of bed bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm doing Leia's cat bowls of food. So that's my job in the morning. Just slows me down.
Yeah.
And
shame they need feeding, isn't it? Stuff like
well, you think so. Just learn. You know where the food is. Do it yourself.
Help yourself. Yeah. You've got paws.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you, Pippa. That's a perfect impression.
How's it go, Pip?
That's it. And I was thinking to myself, if I was on the radio at midday, would I still feel exactly the same?
Well, your day shifts, doesn't it?
Probably.
I think probably.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of go, what's a really good time slot to do? So Johnny Vaughan's on at 4.
Mm.
Does it get to, like, I don't know, 1:30, and he's like, oh, God, I've got to go to work?
Yeah.
Because it's just going to work, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not work.
No, it's not work.
This isn't work.
We're not down a mine, are we?
No.
Face it.
And when I used to work on Drive and you guys, I didn't do anything else in the morning. I didn't make the use of my day. I'd get up later.
You'd be
faff around
checking the time all through the day to see what time you have to leave. Yeah. Toby's got the best
out. I used to live in Stoke-on-Trent and I was on the radio at 7 o'clock every night.
Right.
But that meant from the moment I woke up to the moment I went to work, I was in Stoke-on-Trent.
Yes.
Now, I know there'll be people listening in Stoke-on-Trent, so you'll know what I mean.
Apparently, Doug.
I was just in Stoke-on-Trent waiting to go to work.
Yeah.
Because
you were clock-watching in Stoke-on-Trent.
Bar, Wednesdays would be Alton Towers Day.
Yeah.
Which it wasn't, though. What do you do?
Well, this is it. What do you do in Stoke-on-Trent? I'm sure there's lots of things to do in
Stoke-on-Trent. There wasn't when I was there.
Right. Oh.
I saw some great gigs. I saw the beautiful South Play, Trenton Gardens.
Oh, well, there you go, then.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not every day, are they?
Not sadly.
And then we got to know the manager of a cinema, and we used to go to screenings for films at, like, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And then we got to know the manager of the cinema, obviously older than us. And then we would go into his office and we would drink.
Really?
Great.
I've just thought about that.
That's, gosh.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get that in the Odeon round here, would you?
Well, I've never tried.
Never tried myself, actually, it's true.
But it was great. He'd go, when the film's finished, come back to my office and say hello. So we're like, okay. And then first time we did that, he goes, do you guys want a drink? Do you want a whiskey?
Do you want a whiskey?
And I was with a mate of mine and he goes, I'll have a whiskey. It's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. He goes, are you having a whiskey? I went, I don't really drink whiskey. What do you want? I said, well, I'm not really drinking, so I've got work later. Come on, have a drink. Lager? Yeah. Maureen? He gets a lot. What do you want? Budweiser? Yeah, sure. Yeah, Budweiser, please. And a few minutes later, this woman walks in with a pint glass of Budweiser.
Right.
Into an office.
Right.
Upstairs in a cinema.
That's very strange.
And that was part of my life. So actually, now I look back at it.
Yeah.
Happy days, happy times, good times.
They've got a monkey forest there.
Sorry?
They've got a monkey forest, Stoke-on-Trent.
Oh.
This must have arrived after my time.
It's got very good rating.
Oh.
Stoke Monkey Forest.
Well, anyway, back in the day, I lived in some fabulous places. You did as well, though, didn't you?
Oh, I've lived...
Did you live in Peterborough?
I've lived everywhere, pretty much. Norwich, and then we moved to Liverpool, and then moved to Peterborough. Market Deeping, or Deeping St. James, I was in. Lovely.
You were what?
Deeping St. James.
And were you now? And how was St. James? Did he mind?
I haven't thought of it like that. Deeping...
Yeah.
St. James. St. James.
Wow.
Yeah, that was nice.
How many of you?
Just myself.
Just you?
Well, and mum and dad. Three of us.
Your dad was deep in St. James?
And my mother was as well.
How long were you deep in St. James for?
I was in Deeping St. James for about four years, something like that.
Wow.
4 or 5 years.
Stress.
Yes, it was. And then moved to St. Ives in Cambridgeshire.
What's your favourite place to live?
I'm going to say where I live now.
Because of the special relationship with the neighbours.
That's it. The neighbours weren't as accommodating.
Did you try and do
Deeping St. James?
Special relationships with the neighbours and all these other places you lived in?
Well,
I thought they'd gone for it in Norwich.
I was six when I left Norwich.
How do you even broach those sort of conversations?
I don't know. You're looking at me as though I know, Pip. I've no idea.
Right.
I've no idea.
But how would one, let's say, hypothetically...
Yeah, for example, hypothetically, good point.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, hypothetically, what did you say to your neighbours to get the ball rolling?
Some special, like, hand gesture or something, I wonder.
To Deeping St. James. I don't know. I don't know. What do you do?
Are you guys into...
fitting light bulbs? What? What do you want me to do?
There
must be code.
I lived in... obviously, I was raised in Leeds.
Mm.
Then I went to live in Luxembourg, which was fascinating.
That's a shift, isn't it?
Yeah, I was 18.
Mm.
Went to live in Luxembourg.
Yeah.
They put you up in a hotel for 2 weeks and then you're on your own.
It's great, though.
Then you got to find somewhere to live and then away you go.
It's young to do something like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good to do something like that.
But Luxembourg is great because it's say weird in a nice way. It's a weird, nice, weird little place. Mm. It's not too busy.
Yeah.
It was very European.
Mm.
And
surrounded by who? Belgium? Where? France?
It's totally landlocked, yeah. So everybody speaks kind of English, French, German.
Yeah.
A little bit Luxembourgish.
Yeah.
And when I was there...
What's Luxembourgish?
It's like their local kind of...
Dialect.
Yeah,
they're not sure.
Language.
Luxembourgish.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're not entirely sure.
And some, like, bearing in mind, what are we? Like, 8 years, 10 years ago I was there.
Mm.
And
yes,
there were certain things there that I wasn't used to.
Mm.
Like the fact that they sold mayonnaise in McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
So if you got fries... You get ketchup,
yeah,
and mayonnaise.
It's like Germany's mayo with chips.
Oh,
yeah.
Never known anything like it.
But mayo as well.
Why did we do that here?
It's nice.
And then at Christmas time, they had a big town square and they had a Christmas market and everything.
Mm.
Not like the one here. There was stuff in it you'd want to see.
Oh yeah,
like you can buy little things and everything.
Do they have hot dogs for 15 quid as well?
Yeah, not back in those days.
Right.
But you would go into a shop and buy a present, and they would go, "Gado."
Mm.
As in, is it a present?
Yeah. Oh.
And you go, we?
We.
See?
We see.
And they would wrap it. Do you want us to wrap it? So you go, yes, please. Mm. So they would just wrap it for you.
Great.
So you'd be like, job done.
Christmas done.
Mm. Hey, our intern Becky's going to Luxembourg this weekend.
Why?
Is she?
I think she's got a friend out there.
No, she can't. No, she can't have.
No.
Nobody knows anybody who lives in Luxembourg.
Wow. I only know you who's ever been to Luxembourg, I think. Yeah,
and I only know the people that I knew there.
Yeah.
Becky, is it because you've got a friend out there?
I used to drink at the White Rose.
Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah, just a bar.
Right.
I met some English and Irish people in there and then ended up on a pub crawl. First time I've ever had a vodka shot, a vodka jelly, whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. Lethal they are.
Oh, they had to carry me home.
Oh, no.
You don't know what they're doing till it's too late.
Well, we played pub golf.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I was in the lead for a few bars.
Were you?
Yeah. Well, I was, young.
Yeah.
And then I fell off a cliff.
Ah, double bogey at the end.
I don't know if it was a double bogey, but I got sick all over myself. Right.
Oh, yeah, that could happen as well.
And
that sounds fun.
This makes me feel really old. The radio station, the building that we're in, was really new and modern and glass and sexy with big studios. It was amazing.
Right.
And about a year or so ago, I thought, I wonder what that building looks like now. So I did a search for it.
Yeah.
And the only video I found was from a few years earlier.
Right.
Of somebody walking around this derelict, empty building.
Sad.
And I'm like, but it can't be because it's brand new. Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
When was I there?
It's not brand new.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, that's scary.
I mean, for a building, it probably wasn't really, really old, was it? But not brand new.
But there was between where I lived, you crossed the bridge, because I lived in town, and then you crossed the bridge and you move out of town towards the airport, and it was about a 20-minute drive to the radio station, and there was very little or nothing, a lot of fields, and now it's so built up.
Yeah. It's a small population, 670,000 people live there.
Yeah.
How many?
670,000, that's tiny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Becky's replied, her friend's dad works there in the week and he leaves his apartment free on the weekend. How lovely.
Wow.
Oh, lovely.
God, it's very beautiful, Luxembourg.
Yeah, it's never struck me to go. I don't know why. I've never thought of it.
Why would? I mean, I don't know what's there, but it's very lovely. It's very pretty. I've only ever been back once since I left.
Right.
Maybe we should go
to Luxembourg.
Yeah.
How do you get? What's the quickest way to get there? Do you train it?
No, fly.
Do you fly it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you might. Eurostar it, no?
No, it's quicker to fly.
Hmm.
I remember my first trip back to the UK. I'd had a flight at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the airport's 10 minutes away. So I went to work in the morning, and then I said I need to book a taxi because I've got to get to the airport because I'm going home. It's my first holiday, and the boss who's no longer with us goes, "I'll drop you off. It's fine." I said, "Are you sure?" He goes, "Yeah, yeah, I'll drop you off." So my flight's at 4. So what time do you need to be at the airport?
Well, I mean, for that kind of flight, 1:30, probably, something like that.
Yeah.
I would think.
So, I'm kind of sticking my head around the office going, are you ready? He's like, no, you got loads of time, don't worry about it. Just got a few phone calls to make. I don't want to miss my flight, because you won't miss your flight. Gets to 2:30. Still not there, still haven't left. I don't want to miss my flight. He's like,
oh, don't, that's stressful.
And he's wafting me away. And now it gets to like 2:45.
Oh.
My flight's at 4.
Oh.
And I'm like, I've got to go and get this flight.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're fine. You're not home now. You're in Luxembourg. Right. Sometimes you fly at 4. I went, yeah. But it's like 2:45. He goes, yeah, you'll be fine.
Oh.
We'll leave about 3:30.
What?
And I'm like,
No,
we won't.
The boarding gates
will close. He goes, it's fine. We do it all the time.
We'll leave at 3:30.
And it was one of those. It's like a little airport.
Right.
Now, you know how you've been to a big airport and you've been to a little airport?
I love little airports.
But you still have to check in X amount of time before. Yeah. What? So we're living in a time where it's only a little airport.
Yeah.
What do you need to be there 2 hours before your flight for?
Hmm.
So he drops me off. I mean, honestly, I don't know what time, but it was within 30 minutes.
Right.
Of the flight taking off.
Seems like he's cutting it fine.
So I run into the airport and I go to the desk and I go, hi, I'm on the 4 o'clock flight. And they go, okay, calm down.
Oh, really?
Do you have your passport? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
How's your day today? Yeah, it's good. I'm just worried about the flight. You've got 20 minutes.
Yeah, you've still got 20 minutes.
She's literally going, you've got 20 minutes. As if I'm insane. How many bags? Bag goes through, and then you walk through security where, you know, bear in mind, I'm old now, Dom, so back in those days, it was the security guard looking at you and go, yeah, you're all right.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then as you walk past him, he goes, beep. Oh, come back. You just made that noise. Yeah, no, you're fine.
Yeah.
Made it and then I waited, because they weren't even boarding yet, and I'm like, he was absolutely right.
He was right. That is.
What was the airline?
It would have been something like BA or something. I mean, it was just all so relaxed, but it was all like it should be. And then it was like, oh, we're boarding now. And then I think everybody from boarding, I think boarding took like 8 minutes.
Right.
And 12 minutes later, we were taxiing. Oh, great. Fantastic.
Oh, imagine going to the airport, it's like that.
Oh.
Flying bit is the nice bit, it's all the other bit is rubbish.
And then you're back home.
I'm just trying to search things to do in Luxembourg.
Yeah, you're still looking.
A lot of them involve walking.
I noticed that.
Yeah. There's just lots of walking stuff to do.
Well, it's very pretty.
Yeah.
Tom, you're going to hate me for saying this.
You can do a Walking Dead tour.
So, nudie beach.
There's a nature's campsite.
Oh, is there?
Quite a big one.
Is there? In Luxembourg, they get everywhere, don't they?
Did you just say there's a Walking Dead tour?
Yeah.
Really? In Luxembourg?
Escape game outdoor, The Walking Dead in Luxembourg.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Was any filming of The Walking Dead in Luxembourg? Maybe it was. It's quite specific, isn't it?
I don't think it was. I might be wrong. Anyway, so there you go. That's my lovely time in
Luxembourg. You've sold it quite well, actually.
Bonjour. Chris, I once flew to an airport in Norway that they had to open up for me as I was the only passenger for the one flight that day.
Wow.
Duty-free was a nightmare.
That's great.
Neil from Hull. My mate from uni lives in Luxembourg. Me and my wife went to visit him last year. Oh. It was lovely, and all the public transport was free.
Really?
Is it?
Wow.
Great.
That's good, isn't it? We're going to London, Paris, Luxembourg, Brussels and Rome next week with my daughter Lottie. Says someone else. So there you go, look. It's
nice, isn't it?
Well, maybe we should go.
And the Champagne region is very close, about an hour away, apparently, someone's saying.
From
Luxembourg.
Oh, I never went.
That'd be nice, visit Champagne.
We had a guy that we knew there who worked in the European Union, in the whatever that was. Would that have been in Brussels, I guess?
Brussels,
that wouldn't have been that far, would it?
No, not at all.
So,
I love Brussels, it's great, actually.
He was meant to be like the grown-up.
Right.
I look back now. None of us were grown-up.
No.
Someone's gone, this is fascinating, Chris, but how did you get on with your bets? Well.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as well you know, I don't need to tell you, I lost, but...
The fun stopped before it began.
4-1 I had the Liverpool-Everton game down for. Four goals to Liverpool, one goal to Everton... And, no, wrong. Bar the fact that Liverpool won, everything else was wrong. It was only 1-0.
It wasn't a classic. It wasn't a classic derby, but very pleased with the scoreline.
You got your 3 points.
Got your 3 points. 12 points clear again.
Right, on my accumulator, Newcastle versus Brentford at St James's Park. I said Newcastle will win. The score was Newcastle 2, Brentford 1.
Oh, well done. Is this an agger? No, ack.
Go on.
An accumulator.
Correct.
What's an agger?
That's the woman from... she used to clean houses and stuff.
Got it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I said Manchester City would beat Leicester. Manchester City 2, Leicester 0.
Lovely.
I said Liverpool would beat Everton.
Yeah.
We've established that.
Are you just getting the beat or not beat? Do you have to put how many goals or just win or lose? Okay.
Just win or lose.
Great. Oh, good.
Win, lose or draw.
Now, Bournemouth are at home to Ipswich.
Mm.
Ipswich, very low in the table. Oh, I said that like Donald Trump. Very low. Very low in the table. No one's ever seen anything so low. And I went, do you know what? I think Ipswich are going to do them.
Mm.
And I was right.
Now, that was a result that not many people saw coming, I have to say.
2-1, Ipswich beat Bournemouth by.
That's a hell of a result for them.
Great win for the track. Go on, you tractor boys!
Yeah, it is.
And then I had Brighton to beat Aston Villa. Brighton 0, Aston Villa 3.
Yes.
So,
sadly, yeah.
Didn't do well on that one. Also, I had Crystal Palace to beat Southampton. And that was a draw. Southampton were in the lead on that.
Yeah. Some strange results last night, actually.
That is strange.
That's strange.
That is strange results.
So do you win anything? No.
No.
No. Okay.
No. Just check. No.
Just double check.
I'll just let me just crunch the numbers. No.
No.
No. So, yeah, didn't do very well there. But the good thing, I only put on a grand.
Well, that's good.
Now, if I'd have done this deal with Captain, right? So, I put a tenner on the accumulator, tenner on the Liverpool thing, right?
Yeah.
So, if I'd have given Captain that 20 quid, the deal is the next day I come in, I've lost all my bets.
Yeah.
He gives me half the money back.
That's it.
But he keeps the other half.
That's right. Yeah.
So, he'd have been quids in.
Yes. He's like a broker.
Yeah. Now, if I'd have won, yes, he has to pay me. Oh. But...
That's the risk.
That's the risk.
Yeah.
And with my track record, by this time next year, Captain, if he took this deal, would be living in a mansion.
He would. Yeah. He would. His worry is on the really rare occasion that you would win big, he might have to owe you, like, £40,000 or something like that.
Yeah, but
No. And that hasn't happened yet.
Right. Chelsea versus Tottenham today, Dom.
Oh, well, I can't remember the last time Spurs beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. It'll be a long time. So I'd say Chelsea are favourites.
Yeah.
It must be quite a while since they've been there.
Both not really on form at the moment.
No.
Ain't that great when a Leeds fan saying that about you two in the Prem?
Go Chelsea, though.
What?
I'd go Chelsea.
I'll go Spurs.
Oh! You'll get good odds on that, then.
Who knows, Dom?
Mm.
So it's Chelsea versus Spurs. 7-2 for Spurs to win. Yeah. 8-13 for Chelsea to win. So there you are. I mean, I won't be watching it.
No.
What happens is Tiff will go into the lounge to watch TV first, and I will come in a bit later on to find her watching Married at First Sight Australia, which then I will then get sucked into.
Right.
But because I've not been watching it regularly,
yeah,
I'm only very slowly starting to learn who everyone is, so I end up going, is he all right? She goes, no, he's an idiot. Oh, okay, fair enough.
Right.
What's she like? She's crackers. Oh, okay. Were you going to say mental then? I was, yeah, but if you're going to tell the story on the radio, you can't say that. You have to say crackers. All right, thanks for amending. Yeah, no worries.
Where do we start?
Watch the rest of it and then watch.
Where do we start? Bonkers. Yeah, can bonkers. You do bonkers?
Bonkers is fine.
Bonkers is all right, isn't it?
Cuckoo. No, I think that's a little bit. No.
Not sure about cuckoo.
I was just about to say.
Oh.
Bat.
No.
So was
right?
I.
But you know what I almost said? I was going to not say the crazy bit.
Oh.
I was milliseconds away from going. Bat S, but not saying crazy.
I'm so pleased.
And I suddenly just thought, no, the S is the rude word. You don't say that word, but you say bat, say crazy, you don't say the middle one.
And you would have said it really slowly as well.
My brain was going down the same route. Right.
What if we'd have both said it exactly the same time? Hey!
Double whammy. I'm so pleased you didn't.
Yeah. Isn't that pathetic? If I'd have said that then, we'd have all gone, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I know.
Calm down.
It's just a little four-letter word, isn't it? I'll give you another one. I'll give you a four-letter word.
Four-letter word, thank you. Four.
Four?
Yeah.
Four. Exactly right. Four. Right. 20 Seconds 20K is back today.
Yeah.
We haven't had a winner yet.
No, today's the day. I know I said this yesterday, but today's the day.
Listen, there's no rhyme or reason to it.
There's really not.
You either know the name of the song or you don't know the name of the song, but 3 days in now, and if you've been listening to it going, I know the name of the song, then you need to text in to play the game.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
Right, you know the game. All you got to do is name the song. Give me the title of the song before the clock runs out. I'll give you £1,000. Now, if you've got loads of time left on the clock, you can try and play for song number two. Then it'll be £2,000. Get all the way through. Get 5 songs in 20 seconds, which is tough, but it's doable. It's £20,000. But if you get the first one right and you get 1,000, you can take that money and go, okay, bye. Which is nice. That's £1,000 in your bank today, by the way. If you'd like to play, we're going to play just after 8 this morning. If you'd like to play today, I have a qualifying question for you, so listen up. 20 years ago, which band released their single, Dakota, which became their first number one UK single? I know, 20 years ago. So, which band released Dakota, which went on to be their first UK number one single. If you would like to play the game, text the word play, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. I'll say it again. If you want to play the game, text the word play, followed by your answer. 83936 is the text number. Which band released the single Dakota, which became their first UK number one single? Text the word play, then your answer. If you're watching on catch-up or listening to catch-up, don't bother texting in because we're going to close the lines at 7:45 this morning. The text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, at radiox.co.uk. Text the word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. We could pick you at random, and just after 8, you could be on the radio playing 20 seconds to 20K.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
We've got a guest on today.
We have.
Now, it could be a stroke of genius. Currently on a UK tour. New album coming out, I think, tomorrow.
Right.
They go by the name of The Hawk.
Mm.
The Hawkster. Mr. Hawk.
Hawk Dog.
The one and only, quite literally, Chesney Hawks.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you the backstory of this. Chesney Hawks. Hey, mate, got a new album coming out. Can I come on the show? And I didn't reply, only because I forgot.
Mm.
Nudge, nudge. Oh, hey, mate, sorry, how are you? Yeah, I'll have it'd be great. I'll have a chat with the team tomorrow. I forgot. I'm a nightmare. Don't ever ask me to do something. Then he nudged me again. Hey, how you doing? Then last week, the album comes out Friday. So I went, you know what? I've been a nightmare. I'm so sorry. Let's get you on the show Friday. He goes, oh, I can't do Friday.
Ah.
So I sent a good few messages yesterday or the day before. I go, oh, can we do on the Thursday? Or do what time? Okay, anyway, he's on tour, but he'll be on Zoom or FaceTime or something. But we will speak to...
Great.
The one and only.
Yeah.
Lovely, lovely, lovely man.
He is.
Mr. Chesney Hawks, later on in the show. So wait for that.
Chris Miles Radio.
And Dominic Byrne's got your news next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. The big electric test drive event now on.
Radio X.
Graham? Are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah, they just text me to say they're giving me loads more data for no more money.
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tit?
Yeah, it just felt right.
Okay.
Get a massive 100 gigs of data a month with a £15 contract from Giffgaff. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See giffgaff.com/terms.
Darling, hold my hand.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. So what are you waiting for? Escape to favourites like Costa Blanca, Morocco and the Algarve. And get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now from your nearest airport with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
When it comes to hot cross buns, Waitrose haven't just gone Eastery, we've gone extra Eastery. Like swapping out raisins for extra indulgent Belgian chocolate chunks, or making hot cross buns huge and Italian to create an apple and cinnamon hot cross bunnettone. Oh, is that for me? So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Mmm. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Ultramatte paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramatte is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramatte. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramatte today.
This is going to sound odd.
Unicorns are real, and I don't think we're supposed to be here.
This Friday, poke around.
I am telling you, bad things will happen.
And find out.
I need you to act like everything is fine.
It's going
to
kill us.
I don't think I should be in swim shorts for this moment.
Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega, Will Poulter with Tia Leone and Richard E. Grant.
Called it. There's no negotiating with monsters.
Death of a Unicorn. In cinemas everywhere Friday.
Here's hoping we kill Bigfoot on the way home, huh?
Vicky, you're taking flirting by the photocopier to first base. But oh no, lunchtime spicy chicken curry is making a very unexpected menage a trois. If heartburn hits, have the Rennie ready. It neutralizes 99% of excess acid in just 60 seconds for fast heartburn relief. Rennie Peppermint. Always read the label.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Being lightning fast is great. Fantastic, even. But it's no good if you're not going to be smooth. Suddenly. Get a connection that's reliable as well as lightning fast with Virgin Media. Awarded best broadband experience. Switch today. Virgin Media. See what you can do.
Virgin Fibre Areas GWS Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, Donald Trump could have sparked an international trade war after announcing new taxes on all goods imported into the U.S.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
All nations, including the UK, will pay a 10% tariff, with countries in the EU and China paying significantly more. There are fears the extra costs could see tens of thousands of jobs lost here. Sir Keir Starmer will speak to business leaders later, and the EU is preparing countermeasures. But businessman Lord Sugar has told Radio X he's not sure that would work for us.
My instinct would be, yes, get in touch with a tit for tat, but I'm a realistic person. What are we tatting? What are we importing?
In other news this morning, Radio X has been told parents concerned their children are watching violent or misogynistic content should call an anti-terror program. Counter-terror officers say the TV show Adolescence has highlighted concerns about young people possibly being radicalised. Under-17s made up more than half of those referred to Prevent last year. The Disasters Emergency Committee has started an appeal to raise urgent funds for earthquake-hit Myanmar. At least 2,800 people have died, with thousands more injured. The most influential video game of all time has been revealed. The action game Shenmue has come top in a BAFTA poll. The 90s game has beaten the likes of Minecraft, Super Mario, and The Sims.
I haven't even heard of it.
Neither have I.
It's called what?
Shenmue. Really well known, apparently. I'd never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Not
did you have Alan Sugar on the news?
Yeah, Lord Sugar.
And did he say tit for tat?
Yeah, tit for tat, and then he said a bit of tat at the end.
My instinct would be, yes, get in touch with a tit for tat, but I'm a realistic person. What are we tatting? What are we importing?
What are we tatting?
Thank goodness he went for tatting rather than...
Sport.
I feel exactly the same thing. Liverpool are back to 12 points clear at the top of the Premier League. They beat Everton 1-0 in last night's Merseyside derby. Never in doubt. Liverpool boss Arne Slot says it was a very hard-fought win.
Nine games in a row, unbeaten Everton. Hardly ever concede a goal, hardly ever concede a chance. So a team that is difficult to play against because they're also a threat in the counter-attack.
Manchester City's 2-0 victory over Leicester takes them fourth. Newcastle United are up to fifth now. They beat Brentford 2-1 last night. There are also wins for Ipswich and Aston Villa. And Emma Raducanu has withdrawn from the GB squad for next week's Billie Jean King Cup qualifiers. Her team says she needs space in the calendar to look after her body.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old is she?
Well, early 20s, but she's playing a lot of tennis.
She's a professional tennis player.
Yeah. She needs to look after her body, though.
I mean, she does.
Mm.
But come on, play the game, love.
Yeah,
literally.
But she's not playing the game.
No, she's not. She's got to look after her body.
Look after her body.
I have some sad sports news to tell you. Dominic and I really, really up for going to the Luton Town versus Leeds United match.
Yes.
At Kenilworth Road.
Yeah, yeah.
On Saturday. But so far, we've heard nothing from Luton Town.
We've drawn a blank.
No invitation. We were hoping that they would hear about the fact that we're very keen to go there, and they would be reaching out going, we would love to host you. Please come as our guests.
Yeah.
We'll have the pink champagne on ice. Would you like to invest in the club? Well, you know, that kind of
that
thing.
That kind of thing.
Sponsor a player.
Yeah.
So far, nothing.
I've reached out.
So Dominic reached out to his contact.
Yeah.
And?
Not heard anything back.
So far, nothing. So right. As it stands...
Watch this space.
Yes. Yeah, it's almost like they're not really bothered about us going...
Yeah.
A Liverpool fan and a Leeds United fan going to Luton to watch the game.
I did think that.
Yeah, there's a good chance that they're like, no, you're all right, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But just still, on the off chance, anybody's listening who works for Luton Town...
Yeah.
We're very keen to go to the game.
Yeah.
And... Dominic has said he will buy everybody he sees a pint.
Right. What?
And a pie.
Oh.
And a cuddle.
Yeah. Talking of pies, I went to the Luton-Liverpool FA Cup game years ago. Do you remember when Xabi Alonso scored from the halfway line?
It was, I don't remember that one.
It was 5-3, something like that. The pie was the hottest, very nice pie, the hottest pie. Luton does the hottest pie of any football ground.
Well,
I've
we
ever
need
been
to go
to.
And check out the pies.
It was still too hot to eat. Got it at half time, still too hot to eat at full time. Now like magma.
I found a text from Tuesday.
Yeah.
A guy called Sean texting saying he supplies IT to Luton Town.
Yeah.
And he never asks for any favours.
Yeah.
He says, do you want me to contact my guy, see if I can make it happen?
He supplies IT.
Yeah. It's quite broad. Yeah.
Very broad.
If he supplied tickets, that would be, I think that would be a lot better.
Right. He supplies hospitality tickets.
That's one step up from, hey, Morsy, I drive past Luton Town every day on the way to work. Well, I say past it, a couple of streets away, but you see the floodlights?
Yeah.
Do you want me to have a word? You know, we don't need IT, we need T-I.
C-K-E-T-S. Very good.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Bit of a breezy day, but lots of sunshine. Cloudier in parts of southern England later on. But temperatures getting up to 19 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Someone says, don't forget Rob DJ. Eat Rob DJ welcome. It's on Sky Sports.
It's on Sky Sports. It's lunchtime kickoff, yes.
Stephen and Milton Keynes, who's a weirdo, says, you could just, I don't know, buy a ticket, you cheap git. There'll be no tickets left, you doylem.
Exactly.
It's Luton Town versus Leeds United.
And when Leeds are in town, there's no tickets.
Yeah. And obviously Luton.
And Luton as well. So no tickets. There.
A cuddle, oi oi, come here Dom, you beauty. And that's from Gary.
What?
So let's hope he doesn't get a ticket either.
This creepy is Radio X.
From Global.
All right there.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Before we get into the jingle, I want to remind you about 20 seconds to 20K.
The Chris Moyles Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Not a winner yet. Not had a winner yet. Now, Monday, it was Chris. He couldn't think.
I can't think. Oh, no, what is it?
And I think he was a bit embarrassed, but he honestly shouldn't have been, because it's like, if you know the name of the song, you say it, and if you don't, you make those noises.
Yeah.
Now, on Tuesday, it was Callum. He got the first one right. Ironically, he got the test track wrong.
Yes.
But that was just a test.
That was a worry, wasn't it?
Then we played the game, and he got Disco 2000 by Pulp, which somebody pointed out, they don't even sing Disco 2000 in that song. They say, let's all meet up in the year 2000. But they don't sing Disco 2000.
Yeah.
But he got it. And then the next one was it Hard-Fi?
Yes.
I think it was. Living for the Weekend.
It was, yeah.
And he didn't get that.
I don't know.
But he did say afterwards, he goes, I don't know, I wouldn't have got that anyway. Yeah. I didn't know that was called Living for the Weekend.
So that's one of those things.
Yesterday, day three, it was Sian, and Sian just sang along. And it didn't win. So
that was Blue Monday, wasn't
Blue
it?
Blue Monday yesterday, yeah.
Blue Monday.
Yeah.
Was it Blue Monday?
Yeah. I can't think.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was Blue Monday.
Yeah.
It was Blue Monday.
So, would you like to play today? If you've been listening every day this week and you're like, I've got every single one of those, Chris, then get on the game today. Here's your qualifying question. You ready? 20 years ago, which band released their single Dakota, which became their first UK number one single? Which band released the song Dakota, became their first UK number one single? If you'd like to play the game, text the word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. Text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. Somebody's got to play the game. I really want somebody to win. I want somebody to win today. £1,000 would be lovely.
Be great.
Yeah.
Right?
They I know I was optimistic yesterday, but I really feel it in my waters today.
Right.
It's okay.
And if they, and if we don't have a winner today, what will you feel it in tomorrow? Your toes?
Your waters, possibly.
No, you're all right. Leave my waters alone. Text the word play, followed by the name of that band. Send it to 83936. But you've got to start your text with the word play. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. But if you get that first one right, you could walk away with 1,000. Maybe even 20,000. Lines closed at 7:45 this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry at radiox.co.uk. So good luck.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Yeah.
20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
Mark says, Blue Monday, bit tricky that for the first one, isn't it? Oh, don't you start.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Now, here's the thing.
Mm.
Dominic would have got Blue Monday in, I'm going to say, second and a half.
Oh, yeah.
How does it fit? Oh, it's Blue Monday.
Absolutely.
He would have got that straight away.
I love the track.
Now.
It's very distinctive, isn't
it? Very.
I could play a song to Dom from his favourite band in the world, U2. I could probably find the right song and Dom would go, oh.
Yeah.
Now, add the pressure on the money.
That's so true. Your brain freezes.
Yeah.
I think Captain and I were talking about what actually happens in your brain when that happens, because something must just switch off.
We played for fun before we ever launched this game. We did it in the studio. We played for fun. Mm. And I got to the fourth one and risked it. And even though we're just playing for fun, I wanted to win.
Yeah.
I also wanted to show that it was possible. I think I bailed after the fourth one. I think I took my imaginary money. Yeah, I don't think I ever went for the fifth one.
Yeah.
It's only easy if you know it.
It's only easy if you know it.
Yeah.
You know? What was the year that you got into music, Dom, would you say?
I would say
18, 70.
Yeah, I would say probably 84.
Yeah.
84, 85.
Great year for music.
So I was 12, 13, something like that. Yeah.
So you're listening to the charts and
exactly.
all of that.
Taping the charts, buying singles from wherever, Woolies probably.
So your knowledge of songs from that era,
well,
will be really good.
Probably was back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we try it?
Are you sure?
Okay, so I'll play you a song from 1984. And let's just see how long it takes for you to guess it.
Okay.
Ooh. All right, you ready?
Are you timing? Shall I time you? Okay.
Wanna Break Free, Queen.
Ooh. No.
Oh no, no Celebrate, no Chocolate Cover Girl.
Even I know this.
Stevie Wonder, yeah. I just called Say I Love You.
There you go, 11 seconds.
That's terrible. Right, I used to love that song. That was number one for weeks.
But you're allowed to keep shouting out
in
the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Pippa, your go.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready?
What, 1984?
You've got 11 seconds to beat.
I'll pull my neck.
I think you will.
After saying, even I.
Here is your song.
Just want to have fun.
Boom, there you go.
Whoa, straight in.
About 2.5 seconds.
Very good.
Dom?
Yeah.
Now do you want me to be nice to you or
yeah.
not? Or, okay.
Nice is nice.
Nice.
This
nice.
Genuinely is next on my shuffle.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, it's ZZ Top. Give Me All Your Lovin'. No, Legs.
Yes, Legs.
Ooh. 9 seconds.
Nine. Not bad.
All right, Pippa, the next one.
Oh, that's a good one for Platinum.
I think this is a tricky one.
I won't get it then. I've got a very basic knowledge of music.
You ready?
Yeah.
I think you'll know who it is immediately, but you might struggle for the name of the song.
Okay.
Here we go.
No.
Oh, I've got it.
No. No. This is all you'll hear.
No.
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 Still don't. No. I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is, Dom? What is it?
Now, the thing is...
It's Elton.
We are playing we are playing the intro, and we don't do the intros on the game.
No, that's true.
So, it would probably go like this. You ready? Start the clock.
Someone else is suffering enough. Oh, I would never get that.
Dom?
Sad Songs.
Sad Songs by Elton John.
Ooh. I'll get a mug, though.
Yeah, mug, though. Exactly. That's priceless, really.
I love a mug.
Love a mug.
Happy with that.
Yeah.
They're very handy, aren't they?
Aren't they just?
If probably last longer than 20K. We'll definitely last longer than 20K.
That's true, actually.
Unless you break it, obviously. Doesn't matter.
Okay, Dom, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here is your song.
Duran Duran. Is it Rio? No. Oh.
What is it?
Reflex.
Yes. Oh.
Sorry.
14 seconds. You're still in the game.
I was trying to. You try and chase the chorus, don't you, in your head?
How's the chorus go?
Reflex.
All right, Pippa, are you ready?
Reflex.
All right, now it's your turn. What is this song? Oh, I can't do it.
Oh.
I just have to do it from the top. You're lucky.
Is it clean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, ah. No. No, I thought I knew something. I didn't. Some sort of rock band? Prince?
Yes.
Ooh, Cream?
No. Earlier than that. When? Excuse me.
When?
When?
When doves cry.
Yes!
When hands float around.
We might have done a little hand gesture.
People put their hands in the air.
He did a long, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ages.
He liked all that, didn't he?
Dominic, you ready?
I think so.
This is for you.
Points this as jump.
I will give you that.
That was under 4 seconds.
That's really good.
Now, that's interesting, isn't it? The quickest one you've got is Pointer Sisters with Jump.
I had that on it. I made myself a mixtape back in the day, and that was on it.
Oh, you're
that
so
was
cool.
Track one.
How did you make the mixtape?
Record it. What do you mean?
Did you record the songs off the radio?
Yes.
That was illegal.
Yeah, but I didn't sell it.
So did you have, like, bits of Bruno Brooks at the beginning of the end of all your tracks?
Yeah, absolutely. You try and do it before the DJ speaks, don't you?
They deliberately pop up, don't they?
Yeah,
to make sure
halfway
you
through.
Don't do that.
Right, Pippa?
Yeah. Oh, no.
You'll be fine.
Even this is quite nerve-wracking, though, is it? We're not playing for money. It's mad, isn't it?
Ready, Pip?
Yeah.
What is this?
Oh, Thriller.
Yes.
Thank you.
What's that, 2 seconds, if that?
See?
Very good.
I'm glad you didn't play that from the very start.
Well, it's a very long intro. Yeah. We've run out of time to play the game. We'd have been on till about 11:30 doing that. The game is 20 seconds to 20K. If the caller names 5 songs correct before the clock runs out, they win £20,000. Or will they? We'll find out after 8 o'clock.
Radio X.
Right.
Coming up. More of Chris playing Celebration by Kool and the Gang on repeat as producer James isn't here. We haven't had a winner yet this week, but it could be you playing for 20 grand in 20 seconds to 20K.
Yeah.
Plus, filled right to the brim. Dom has a massive sack full of the letters you've been sending him, and he'll read them shortly. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ciao. See ya. In a bit.
Okay.
Toodle pip.
Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
All right, let's start our show with a band called Linkin Park.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance. Just like you always do. Just like you always do. Already pulling me in. Already under my skin. And I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.
That is the Emptiness Machine, and we play that for Captain Crapbeard. He's been very quiet this morning. Is he not here yet? Is he though?
Captain. Morning, Captain.
Captain. Captain. Phoenix.
Hello.
See, Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix is always there.
I think Phoenix lives there.
I think so too. Yeah, he's always there.
To be fair, because it is a talkback switch that we speak to Phoenix on. Mm-hmm. Phoenix could be at home, but we wouldn't know.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Have you seen Phoenix today, Dom?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
It could be on a walkie-talkie in his bedroom.
I've seen him today.
Are you on a walkie-talkie in your bedroom?
Definitely not.
It could be though, couldn't it?
The big aerial.
I bet you like walkie-talkies, don't you?
Now, you love a walkie-talkie. So we used to do this back in the day. If we were driving somewhere in convoy, we'd have walkie-talkies.
I found mine the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'll bring it in. I love
it. Do you want me to?
Yes. Roger, over. Oh, I love
so
that.
Much fun.
It's great.
Like that.
It's very clever.
Should I bring in the walkie-talkies? But what are we going to do with them?
Well, I don't. I mean, essentially, we've got mobile phones, haven't we? So, but I could go and hide in Leicester Square on a walkie-talkie and you try and find me.
It feels like it could get a little bit Phoenix night, right? You're on the other side of Leicester Square at the M&M shop going, can you hear me now? Yeah. I'm at M&M World.
The Chris Moyles Show.
I'm outside Burger King.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more and be protected against future price rises by switching to one of our fixed price tariffs. Plus, with Peak Save, you could save even more with half price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Graham, are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah, they just text me to say they're giving me loads more data for no more money.
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tit?
Yeah, it just felt right.
Okay.
Get a massive 100 gigs of data a month with a £15 contract from Giffgaff. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See giffgaff.com/terms.
McDonald's has entered the Minecraft universe. Get a limited edition collectible with a Minecraft movie meal, crafted just for adults, featuring a choice of a Big Mac or 9 Chicken McNuggets. Plus, try the new spicy Nether Flame sauce, only at McDonald's. Until 6th of May, from 11 a.m, meet or more large meal, includes respective size of carbonated drink and side and one pre-selected collectible, while stocks last.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
Search Kayak for great deals on Wait, that doesn't say flights. Search Kayak for great deals on car hire? Huh. With Kayak, you can compare hundreds of car rental sites to find great deals. Even better, you see costs up front. And if it's flexibility you're after, Kayak's got a handy free cancellation filter. Lovely stuff. So next time you're searching for car hire, at home or for your holes, search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Ultramatte paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramatte is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramatte. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramatte today.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
Hey, how many K's in Chris?
20 K's.
Exactly right. And while we haven't got 20 K's to give away, we have got a driverless Uber arguing with a passenger, more of your Bruise Brothers as we celebrate your ale mates, and a statistical breakdown of this week's Bet Down, Stockton on Tees, courtesy of Little Size, highly illuminating maps, the 4 till 7 Fern. We might not have 20 K's to give away, but we have got each other.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Easter at Lidl, we're hatching something special. Try our Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved layered Easter eggs with caramelised biscuit or gooey salted caramel in between smooth milk chocolate. Now that's big on quality. And always Lidl on price. Subject to availability, selected stores, GB only.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Oh yeah, we're back. Man, that's a relief.
Radio X.
Is it too much to ask? That's the question. Is it too much to ask, Pippa?
Go on.
It's just two tickets in hospitality for Luton Town versus Leeds United at Kenilworth Road.
What's the problem?
Even I always find it funny, like Kenilworth Road.
Yeah.
In the sense that I've never actually been.
Have you not been to Kenilworth Road?
No.
Okay, it's a very small, tight ground.
Yeah, but is it similar to Watford in the fact that and Old Anfield in the fact that it's like slap bang in the middle of just a load of streets?
It's in a load of houses.
So Kenilworth Road, sure, but there's probably like three other roads that it's it's on.
It's exactly that. It's a very old school. It's a famous ground. It's been around for years.
Whereas Leeds United is just on Ellen Road.
Yeah.
That's where you'll find the Theatre of Disaster.
That's right. Absolutely. It's loud and proud.
I mean, Dominic and I just, we say, all we want, all we're asking for is an official invite from the football club that neither of us have any ties with.
Yeah.
To go and what?
Do you want food?
Full on hospitality,
Right.
Like a breakfast reception. I mean, it's a lunchtime kickoff.
Yeah. I mean, we're on the radio on Saturday till 11.
Yeah,
so we could be there at, 11:25?
Yeah. Easy. The way I drive.
If we stick the last half hour on tape, we could be there by 11.
Pre-record the last few links.
Absolutely. And that's all we're saying. Just, just accommodate us, look after us, spoilers, really roll out the red carpet, champagne, all that kind of stuff. Let's stay afterwards for a drink, let the crowds die down.
That's it.
And then that's it. Maybe give us a shirt with our names on. Just something like that. Let us on for the last 10 minutes. Something like that.
Fine programme. We don't want much.
Yeah, transport home.
Yeah. Oh, good point, actually. Write that down, transport home.
And if Leeds win, I won't gloat too much. And if Luton win, I won't trash the place, which could be their worry.
Yeah. I think so.
He's from Leeds. Ooh, I don't know.
I keep checking my emails. There's nothing yet.
Yeah, I keep checking the text. Nothing just yet. No.
Why do we just ask any football club to invite? Oh, I've had a great idea.
Well,
a club invites us officially. Yeah. Mm. We have to go.
Right.
Mm.
Okay.
No matter what.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I like that.
First text will be Aberdeen. You just know.
Yeah, but still. Anyway, come on, Luton Sound, sort it out. Right, Liam Gallagher, then letters. It's Radio X.